We welcome our guest, Karima Kibble. Karima, how are you?
I am blessed. Thank you.
Right.
How are you?
I'm blessed myself. Listen, Jess Karima, you have had great success with Virtue, your sisters. Why go it alone?
You know, it's that thing that's called obedience to God. He specifically, well, first of all, he speaks to you through other people. And he had been telling me through other people, you know, you should do a solo project. And I'm like, no, that's not for me. So I'm ignoring it all the while. And all the while, it's tugging at my heart. And I'm like, I'm not listening. I'm not going to listen. So when Virtue decided to take a little break, you know, my sisters, Ebony and Heather, they have master's degrees in education, so they wanted to pursue, you know, their other gifts on this break. So I'm like, okay, well, what am I going to do? And, you know, all of the people that have been telling me, you need to go solo, all that came back into play. And you know, I never really forgot about it. I just thought that I could not do it without my sister because I felt like I wasn't smart enough, you know, to step out and write my own songs and minister to the people and let them know what's in my heart. I just felt like it just wasn't going to make sense. So I just left it alone. And, I mean, it just kept tugging at me. And I last year around August, it just was clear. I had two phone calls, actually three. The first one was one of the producers that I used, Deborah Killings. And out of the blue, she just called me and she said, you know what? God told me to call you. I don't know. I'm just being obedient. But if you need anything to start your solo career, you come to Atlanta and it is done. And I'm like, okay, God, what was that? And then I'm thinking, I don't have money, you know, to pay these people to work with if I want to, you know, write music. And because it's a lot of cost involved. So when I tell you God gave me everything that that I could ever need to record a song, and he gave me 18 songs in 3 months that I wrote. I mean, it just, the blessings just kept coming. I'm like, okay, God, so this is apparently what you want me to do, and I'm going to be obedient, and I'm going to follow you. And, you know, from recording the songs and actually forming a record label, and, I mean, he's done so much in a short time, in 1 year, that I'm completely blown away. I shouldn't be, because if he's placed something in you and you know it in your heart to be, you know, your purpose, then you probably should be obedient and listen and watch him work. So, and that's what I did. And he did everything. My sisters are so excited. They're like, wow, where did all this come from? My family is like, oh my goodness. Okay. So this really was meant to be. So I know it sounds like, are you serious? But yeah, I'm so like, that's just the way it happens. So I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm actually pleased. I'm so pleased. That's a modest word, but I'm like ecstatic.
Has it been hard recording, doing a solo project without your sisters? Because you've been with them for so long with Virtue.
I know, but it's that obedience thing, and when you listen and be diligent in what God is telling you to do, he provides everything you need. So, I mean, of course I miss them, and I still miss them when I sing, but I have a comfort and joy in knowing that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. So even in the studio, you know, I would think of them, and I couldn't wait to finish so I can send it to them to see what they thought, you know, but they're just proud of me, and it always turned out beautiful, like, wow. But, you know, and I have to say, you know, the studio is actually my favorite part of it all. I love singing in the studio. I love it. It's awesome. So I was able to do it, and, you know, that goes without saying. Yes, I will always miss Ebony and Heather in the studio and on stage. But, I mean, Virtue actually is still actually just did a concert in Detroit a couple of weeks ago, actually not even 2 weeks ago, with Jay Moss, and it was great. I stood out and I did my single, and it was wonderful. So they're still there. It's just that I had to do this for me. I that's what I had to do.
So what part of writing and producing this project, how much input did you have in doing that?
A lot.
Okay.
I wrote and handpicked all songs. So it was. I can't even explain to you. I'm like, when I talk about it, when I'm in an interview and I ask, you know, people ask this question, I'm just blown away. And I can't even believe, like, when I listen back to some of the stuff or all of it in my car, you know, I just cry when I'm driving because I'm so grateful to God that I was obedient. Because if I didn't follow through, you know, and listening to his voice clearly and him speaking to me, I wouldn't have gotten any of this done. So I'm just grateful that I listened, you know, and I was obedient, and I stepped outside of Karima and allowed him to work in me. So, and I got a great product.
Doing a project of this magnitude, is it scary to say I'm stepping out without my sisters? I'm doing this all alone, and I want to accomplish as much as I did with Virtue or even more. Is that kind of scary?
Yeah, it is. You know, up until the project came out, I was like on pins and needles thinking, you know, oh my God, what are people going to say? You know, what are they going to think? Are they going to like it? Are they going to like me by myself? Is this going to work? And even though, you know, the fear was there in recording it and actually even before recording it, trying to put it together and put a pen to paper to write it, you know, I was fearful. And doing it, but I have to let fear go. I had to let fear go, and it's not a overnight thing. You know, it's an ongoing process of telling myself over and over, I can do this. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, and that keeps me going. So, the fear, I can say it. It's fading. It's so faded that I can hardly feel it anymore. So, it was there. It was definitely there, but it's just about gone now. So
good. Mm-hmm. The song So Happy, which is a nice up-tempo song. To choose that as a single out of all the great material that you penned, how did you do that?
Oh, wow. It was very hard to choose a single. It was a good problem to have. It's just that I had so many good ones, and we were just trying to figure out what would actually just give Karima the punch, you know what I mean? Like for the first kick, and this song actually is indignant of the entire project. It's happy. It's me. It's me as a person, and I chose, you know, to write it the way I wrote it because a lot of people are happy about materialistic things and what they stand to gain from, you know, from money they make and everything. And I just wanted to say I'm happy that Jesus is my friend, and I'm happy about the simple things that he gives me in life to enjoy, like, you know, my family and my friends and the beautiful sea. I love being outdoors. So, I, you know, when I look at the trees, I'm like, God made that. That's, you know, people, we take stuff for granted. So when I look at just a little flower, and I'm like, I'm blown away by that. So I'm happy that he gives me those things to enjoy. So that's why I wrote the song. And like I said before, it's just, it depicts me as a person. So in singing it, I'm happy. When I listen to it, I'm happy. When I listen to it, they get it. They're happy. So I'm just happy about that.